This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Well, I think, you know, we haven't signed a contract with him, but we welcome him back each week nonetheless. Dan from the Adelaide Mail, good morning.
I never sign anything, ever. I don't even know how to write. So, you know, and that's quite evident on adelaidemail.com.
Oh, God, I'm ready for this. It's the best part of the week.
Dive in, Molly.
Poor Victorians. They're suffering through the newly extended COVID lockdown. But we, as South Australians, have got a bit of a PR crisis on our hands after it has been dubbed the South Australian Medi-Hotel outbreak.
No.
How do we change this up, Dan?
Well, a simple way, really. People just have to stop getting coronavirus and then... Problem solved. I don't know if anyone's told these people, like, just don't get it. I think that's just...
You'd make a good chief public health officer, Dan. Has anyone ever told you that before? Now, every now and then, Adelaide Mail will publish an article that you just know is going to get a reaction from someone who doesn't quite understand what's going on. This week's news about the Moles Balls, for instance, got a hell of a reaction.
Oh, it did. It was all about cancel culture, or should I say cancel sculpture.
Oh, very
the
good.
Moles Balls being deemed offensive and gendered because of sexism, obviously. So we wrote an article about this, playing on the whole, you know, cancel culture, you know, what these big news companies do to get people riled up in their comments for their engagement and whatnot. But yeah, some people took it very, very seriously on the Adelaide Mail page. But what was even better is the people that play along with the story. Our fans who we love so much who say, well, yeah, I think, you know, a great name change would be the vertically stacked shopping spears. I've been calling that for years. So, you know, and just people getting rolled up. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm going to say that next time I go to the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shopping spears.
There's been more talk about the Southeastern Freeway this week, with the RAA campaigning a third lane between Stirling and Mount Barker to cope with demand. Is there anything else on their wish list?
Fourth lane, probably, is what we need to go with, straight after they've completed that one. How about, here's a crazy thought, getting rid of all the weeds and rubbish. Have you guys noticed that lately? It's crazy. There's enough, you know, you clear all that, you'd get a whole city through there in no time. It's going to be great.
Bit of driver education as well. Get everyone waving and letting people in. Come on, people. Now, Adelaide Mail published their own version of the local top five Instagram accounts this week. So, I mean, having not really read through it, Power FMSA in third, maybe fourth.
Look, you know, it was a top five Adelaide. So, you know, you guys count as regional. So I'm sure I'm sure when we do the regional one, you'll be, you know, somewhere in the top 427, I'm sure.
So let's end with this. It's winter time. It's logically brought about the coldest nights of the year thus far. Does the Adelaide Mail have any uniquely local tips to staying warm as that mercury drops?
Yes, just get on any Adelaide Metro bus. Because I don't know what they're doing with the heaters. It's like a sauna in each one of those things. That's the best way to avoid it. Just ride the buses around all day.
Just the oddly high body temperature of everybody else.
Good breeding area for all the diseases. It's fantastic.
Oh, AdelaideMail.com. They've left a bad taste in our mouth. Once again, you can find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. One of our favourite top five Instagram accounts. We're just buttering you up for that regional article.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And,
bring it on.
Dan, we'll catch you again next week.
See you guys.